Before you buy an electric scooter, check the battery, tires, and service options. An electric scooter can look like a simple purchase. Compare speed, range, weight, and price, then pick the one that fits your commute. The harder part comes after purchase. Batteries age, tires wear out, flats happen, chargers get misplaced, and not every scooter brand makes repairs easy. The right scooter is not just the one with the longest advertised range. It is the one with a battery and charger system you can verify, tires you can realistically maintain, and a service path that will still make sense after the return window closes. Here's the bottom line. Before buying an electric scooter, verify three things. The battery and charger are part of a credible, documented system. The tires match your tolerance for flats, pressure checks, and ride comfort. And the brand offers a clear way to get parts, warranty help, and repairs. This matters most if you plan to use the scooter for commuting, store it indoors, buy used, or depend on it in a city where a flat tire or failed battery can leave you stranded. A cheap scooter with unclear battery certification, hard to find tires, or no repair support can become more expensive than a better supported model. Here are the risks. Battery and charger quality are not just range issues. Scooter listings often focus on range, motor power, and charge time, but the battery and charger system deserve closer attention. A lithium-ion battery is one of the most expensive and important parts of an electric scooter. It also affects how you store, charge, repair, and eventually dispose of the scooter. Official recalls show why the battery and charger source matters. In February 2025, CPSC announced a recall of about 17,970 Swagtron SG5 Swagger 5 Boost commuter electric scooters sold through Walmart and Sam's Club after reports that the lithium-ion batteries could overheat, smoke, melt, or ignite. CPSC said there had been 7 reports involving overheating, smoking, melting, or ignition, including one fire that caused a burn injury and substantial property damage. Certification claims should be specific, model relevant, and verifiable. In July 2025, CPSC announced a recall of TransPro US electric scooters that were sold with unauthorized lithium-ion battery UL certification labels. The agency said the recalled scooters could overheat and ignite. That is a useful reminder not to treat a vague safety badge, marketplace claim, or sticker alone as proof that the scooter has been properly evaluated. For everyday ownership, look for a scooter that clearly identifies the correct charger, replacement battery policy, battery warranty, and storage guidance. FDNY's lithium-ion battery safety guidance says to follow the manufacturer's charging and storage instructions, use the manufacturer's cord and power adapter made for the device, and buy a compatible manufacturer battery rather than seeking alternative battery options. A battery can also become a warranty problem. Some warranties require proper charging and storage, and battery neglect may limit coverage. Unagi's limited warranty, for example, says batteries require regular charging to stay healthy, and that failure to follow storage guidelines will void the warranty. That kind of language is worth reading before purchase, especially if the scooter may sit unused through winter or between school terms. Tire choice affects maintenance, comfort, and repair cost. Electric scooter tires are not all the same. Some models use pneumatic tires that need air pressure checks. Some use tubeless or self-sealing designs. Some use solid or honeycomb-style tires that avoid air pressure maintenance, but may ride differently. The better choice depends on your roads, storage space, tools, and patience for maintenance. Manufacturer specs show how specific tire maintenance can be. Segway lists the Ninebot Kick Scooter F2 with 10-inch self-sealing tubeless tires and a recommended pressure of 42 to 48 PSI. The Segway E2 Pro page lists 10-inch Thiefiedinch Dakun air leakage-proof tubeless pneumatic tires with recommended pressure of 45 plus or minus 3 PSI. Those examples overlap, but the larger point is that the correct tire type and pressure come from the manual or support page for the exact model you are buying. Flat tires are often treated as routine wear, not a warranty defect. NIU's scooter warranty page lists flat tires, among exclusions, along with water damage to electrical parts. Unagi's warranty excludes normal wear or maintenance items including tires, grips, and standing pads. In plain terms, the tire system can become your responsibility quickly, even if the scooter itself is still within its warranty period. Replacement cost is also more concrete than many shoppers expect. Apollo's official parts store shows why this check matters. Smaller wear parts such as tubes and tires may be relatively inexpensive, while larger assemblies or battery packs can cost much more. Prices and availability can change, but the example shows why parts availability should be checked before purchase rather than after the first flat or battery issue. A scooter without a clear service path can be frustrating to own. A repairable scooter is not just one that can technically be fixed. It should have model-specific documentation, available parts, reachable support, and a warranty process that does not leave you guessing. Some brands make this easier to verify than others. A better supported scooter should have model-specific documents, visible warranty terms, parts information, repair instructions, and a clear repair request process. Segway is one example of a brand that makes several of those resources visible online, including product resources, repair videos, warranty information, self-service repair, service center information, serial number verification, and an official spare parts store. Its US repair request flow asks for product category, model, problem description, photos or videos, proof of purchase, and contact information. It also tells users to discontinue use if the unit has error codes, abnormal behavior, or symptoms until the problem is solved. That does not mean every repair is simple or cheap. Shipping a scooter can be inconvenient. Battery, controller, motor, brake, or folding mechanism issues may require professional service. Used scooters may be harder to support if the warranty is not transferable, the seller lacks proof of purchase, or the serial number cannot be verified. The main point is to confirm the service route while the product is still just a shopping decision. A scooter with a lower price, but no obvious parts page, no local service option, no downloadable manual, and no clear warranty process may not be a bargain once something wears out. Water and storage rules can limit how you actually use it. Scooters are often marketed with commuter imagery: wet pavement, city streets, apartments, train platforms, and daily errands. But warranty language may be less forgiving than the marketing suggests. NIU's warranty exclusions include water damage, two electrical parts. Unagi's warranty also excludes water damage and damage from use inconsistent with recommended use. This does not mean every scooter must stay indoors forever. It means you should read the model's water resistance rating, manual warnings, and warranty exclusions before assuming it can handle rain, puddles, outdoor storage, or regular wet road commuting. Storage matters for batteries too. A scooter kept in a garage, basement, dorm room, office, or apartment still needs to be charged and stored according to the manufacturer's instructions. If you cannot store and charge it in a way that matches the manual and local fire safety guidance, the scooter may not fit your living situation. Here are the red flags and when to walk away. The seller cannot identify the exact model number, charger battery type, or replacement battery source. The scooter uses a universal or aftermarket charger with no manufacturer confirmation that it is compatible. The listing mentions certification in vague terms, but does not provide a credible way to verify it. The scooter is used and the seller cannot show proof of purchase, serial number, charger, battery history, or recall status. The brand has no clear warranty page, parts page, repair process, service center information, or downloadable manual. Tires are model specific, but replacements are sold out, hard to identify, or available only through third-party marketplace listings. The warranty excludes the exact issues you are most likely to face, such as flat tires, water damage, wear items, or battery damage from storage. The scooter has visible battery swelling, corrosion, burnt smell, damaged charging port, missing charge port cover, error codes, or unexplained shutdowns. The scooter is marketed for wet commuting, but the warranty or manual makes water damage your responsibility. The upfront price is low, but replacement batteries, tires, tubes, brake parts, or shipping costs are unclear. Here's the pre-purchase checklist. Confirm the exact model number and download the manual before buying. Verify the original charger model and replacement charger availability. Look for credible electrical system or battery certification information, and do not rely only on a vague marketplace badge. Search CPSC recalls for the brand and model, check the battery warranty length, exclusions, and storage requirements. Find the recommended tire pressure for that exact scooter. Identify whether the tires are pneumatic, tubeless, self-sealing, solid, or honeycomb style. Price replacement tires, tubes, tire assemblies, brake pads, charger, and battery before purchase. Confirm whether flat tires, water damage, wear items, and used purchases are excluded from warranty coverage. Check whether the brand offers official parts, repair videos, service centers, mail-in repair, or local dealer support. For used scooters, ask for proof of purchase, serial number, charger, battery history, service history, and recall status. Make sure the scooter storage and charging instructions fit your home, apartment, dorm, workplace, or garage.